Hey everybody, and welcome back to another Dev Influencer Show. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood, and I just wanted to jump in and talk a little bit about how you kind of enhance the impact that you're having. So yesterday I talked about how to make an impact and what it means to make a difference, and kind of how to open that door. So once you've made some of these relationships work, once you kind of opened the door and had conversations with people, okay, I understand the problems they're facing. I understand the impact that I can have. I understand some of the problems I can solve. I understand, you know, where I can make this stuff really count. Then what, right? Then what do you do? Because in a lot of cases, what winds up happening is people see this problem, right? So let's just take a community, for example. Let's just say veterans, right? And I'm picking veterans mostly because it's a group that I care about, but it's also a group that people don't argue about whether or not we should help them out, right? You know, you can put your priority on other groups. I'm not going to argue the merits of that. I think every group deserves to have a group of people dedicated to helping them out. And so, you know, whether that's, you know, kind of more on the social justice end of things, I really admire a lot of the people out there helping those folks, but I don't want to argue about, you know, which group deserves it more or whatever. So let's just talk about veterans here for a minute. So let's say that you decide, you know, veterans, they have this set of problems getting into tech. They tend to run into these kinds of challenges. I'm going to open these doors, right? And there are a bunch of Operation Code, Vetsu Code. You know, there are organizations that are out there doing this, right? And helping them get in. But how do you go from, okay, I understand the problems, to actually making an impact? And there are a couple of ways that you can do it. Some of it is a natural outgrowth of what we talked about last time, right? Where you have that podcast, you have that reach, you can talk about the issues that they have by bringing people in and highlighting their journey and bringing organizations in and highlighting what they do and the problems that they solve and things like that. And that really actually works pretty well. But the other issue is that a lot of times you really do need to showcase what you bring to the table, not necessarily what other people are doing, in order to have the kind of impact that you need, right? Because let's say that within the veterans community, you have some unique take that is really going to help a certain subset of people, right? Maybe they were officers before, you know, when they're transitioning into something else, or maybe they were enlisted. Maybe they were folks that worked on airplanes or boats or things like that, right? So they were mechanical and now they're making that difference, right? And since you've been there or you have some unique insight into it, you can bring something to the table that you really can't get highlighted specifically by guests or organizations or things like that, right? And so what you need to be doing then is you need to actually be talking directly to these folks, right? You need to be talking directly to people who are in this situation so that you can help them through whatever it is that they're dealing with. And so your show is actually going to change a little bit, right? Because you've started making the connections with the show and interviewing people and building relationships. But now you want to start throwing in the occasional, hey, what about this, right? Hey, let's solve this problem. Hey, let's talk through this particular issue. Hey, let's move through these particular things that I'm uniquely set up to actually help you with, right? And that's what I've been doing with this show, for example. You know, I've been talking about how to become an influencer, and I don't see a lot of other people actually talking about this in tech. And the reality is that I've been doing this longer than a lot of other people. Not everybody. There are people that have been in this before me that are still doing it. But I've been in this longer than a lot of folks. And I've actually been tied in pretty deeply with the podcasting community for almost as long. And so I have a lot of insights and relationships that I can bring to the table that a lot of other podcasters and YouTube folks within tech don't necessarily have, right? And so if I don't have an answer, I know who to talk to get it, right? So then I go talk to them and I can bring it back to you, right? So that's my unique proposition, right? And so that's why I'm doing this show, is because I want to just talk through and say, hey, look, you know, why aren't you involved in the community and putting your voice out there? Let me help you get there. Let me help you get over the hump. Let me help you get some momentum so that you can get this stuff going, right? And so that's why I'm doing a show on my own about this stuff, is because I have something to offer and I don't think I anyone else is going to bring it. And so I wanted to bring it. And that's your impact, right? And so you could do another segment of your show, right? So you have two releases, you have the interview, and then you have the regular. You could start a separate show and refer to that show off of the other show. I mean, there are a lot of ways you can go with this, but you wind up enhancing your impact because people hear you having the conversations with people like them over here, and then they can benefit from your expertise over there, right? And so you can enhance your impact just by opening up and starting to talk about, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to help, right? And so I've been doing some of that, right? With some of this process, I've actually been stepping in and saying, this is where I want to make an impact, right? This is where I think I have something unique to offer. This is the process I'm going to take you through in the Dev Influencers Accelerator, right? And there's nothing wrong with having some options that are free, you know, like I'm doing with this podcast, and then having some options that are paid, like the accelerator. But at the end of the day, it's just opening those channels up and having conversations with people to figure out, okay, why aren't you getting what you want, and how do we get you there, right? And that's what this is all about. That's what this whole process is for, is so that you can find these people and you can help them the best you can. And so enhancing your impact and opening things up so that you're actually talking directly to people is kind of the next stage of this whole process. And so I encourage people to do both, right? Initially, when I started podcasting, I was podcasting about Ruby on Rails. About half of my episodes were interviews with people. And that was my way of connecting with people. It was usually experts within Ruby on Rails, or Ruby in particular, you know, one of the two. And then when I didn't have a guest, I would just get on and say, hey, this is what I learned this week, right? And something like that may work, but you can sit down and you can kind of be strategic about, okay, what do I want to cover? Who can I find to help me cover these pieces? And then how can I cover these in my own unique way, these other pieces, so that people can actually have the door open for them? And if you want to talk to me about how this will work for you, then go to devinfluencers.com/apply. Let me have some information about you so that I can reach out and I can say, okay, I see where you are at. I see where you're trying to get to. I can kind of see the gap here. Let's just dive in a little deeper, figure out what this looks like, and then work out a plan and then get you into the accelerator so that we can talk every week and make sure that you're on track to deliver what you want to deliver. If you missed that URL before, it's devinfluencers.com/apply. And until next time, max out.